territory. They only have jurisdiction over territories.
No, 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 no. That's a misconception. There are two different kinds of legislative jurisdiction. One kind of legislative jurisdiction, well, there are more than that, two, but two general. Because here we're getting in, we need more cubby holes.
Yeah. Well, they've got enough of them. They've got thousands of pages.
Yeah, well, one is the exclusive legislative jurisdiction. Now, this is where they can legislate what color your socks are, okay? They can... Now, whether it's constitutional or not, that's another deal. But their legislative authority is exclusive. There's nobody else who can legislate and make law but Congress. Now, that is what you're talking about. And that's their exclusive legislative jurisdiction extends over D.C., the federal enclaves, which, you know, I won't serve any purpose to define here.
But aren't they trying you under color of law?
And the territories. Under color of law means either under authority of law or purportedly under authority of law.
Color of law is a
and
fraud.
So, but that doesn't mean you don't have jurisdiction, Al.
Yeah.
See, your jurisdiction that they have over the rest of the United States, besides their exclusive, they don't have exclusive legislative jurisdiction. They have co-existent jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction over federal jurisdiction matters. The states have jurisdiction over state jurisdiction matters. But they still have jurisdiction within the states. Now, the Supreme Court has held that in those areas where the state rules, it's as though the government, federal government didn't exist. And somebody needs to, and I have, as a matter of fact, raised that case and reminded this court and will continue to remind courts that that's the case. That where the state rules, nobody else rules, and them included. And so that's part of their problem is the federal jurisdiction issue, because they can only tax what they have jurisdiction over.
Okay, one more thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
For your sinus problems.
Okay, I'm all ears.
They had a commercial a little while ago on there about Soleil Wellness. Soleil Wellness. Salt solution?
Excuse me.
Pardon?
I had to turn away cough.
Okay.
But what?
Check that out and use the neti pot and salt solution for your sinuses, and it'll clear up and you won't be bothered with them again. That is a mold problem.
Well, you think it's mold related,
yep.
Okay? Well,
anything,
I can't argue with that
any
diagnosis.
Any sneeze, sniffles, any head cold, that's all mold.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been blowing my nose like a madman for the last 2 days and congested. I don't have a cold, but I'll tell you.
You check with Soleil Wellness and their solution and stuff, and you try it.
All right. Well, I'll take that
clear it up, and you won't have to go get a rhinoplasty or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a try. I'll have to listen to those commercials a little closer in between. But I'll pick that up. Here we go again. I'm getting all choked again. But I appreciate your call, Al, and that. But it is good to have an opportunity to talk about jurisdiction. It's a really difficult thing for the guy on the street to understand because jurisdiction has so many different applications. It can talk about a geographic area. It can talk about what people are not under, no matter jurisdiction, no matter where they are. It can talk about what... or refer to the jurisdiction of a particular court or the jurisdiction of a particular regional agency or can deal with the jurisdiction of the zoning board. And that can go as to whether something, a building, comes under the jurisdiction, even though it's within the scope of its zone. So, you know, it's a tough issue, and we'll continue to tackle it, though, hopefully, until everybody has a much better understanding of it. It's like picking up a mattress by yourself. And we'll be back here after the top of the hour here on the Live Free Zone.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to Live Free Zone, Truth Only Allowed. This is Tom Cryer, the insolent and the irreverent peasant, the bad peasant. I never have claimed wanting to be a good peasant. I'd rather be a good citizen. But nevertheless, let's talk about something for a second here that I held out and kind of saved from Gil's call. I don't know how closely those of you on were listening, but I mentioned to him that there were two things. The first of which we did talk about, and that was a distinction between the upper and lower courts, the eagles and the ducks, and those that make law and those that make records. And what basically, though, I want to cover on that issue, and I wanted to save a little more time without hanging poor old Gil on the phone while we talked about all of this, was the distinction, and excuse me just a second. Okay, I'm back. What we want to talk about here is a distinction between how people will behave when they're being watched and how they will behave when no one is watching. And, of course, now my dad always told me that integrity is the measure of how you, what would you do if no one were watching, that's how you measure a man's integrity. But a thief that knows he's being watched doesn't steal very much. The only time you see a thief stealing something is whenever he doesn't realize you're watching him. And one of the things that has allowed the courts to ignore the law and has allowed the courts just to look the other way while the IRS lies to us and lies to it and lets it get away with it, and they have been putting people in prison, they've been taking homes, they've been taking property, they've been ruining lives for generations now, all on this false pretense that the courts have been permitting and even aiding and abetting in. And so, you know, why in the world, how in the world could that happen? And one of them is that nobody's watching them. Now, these courts don't function the way that courts function in your hometown and in mine, although this is here in town to me. In one of the reasons that I did not do during my 30 mumble years of practice a lot in federal courts is because I don't like federal procedure. I don't like the way the court does business. And one of the things I like the least about it is the fact that the court itself is cloistered. It's insulated. You cannot see, you know, it's almost like the Wizard of Oz. You're going in, and all you see is this huge building, a temple to what they worship, power, extravagant. The judge is cloistered away in his chambers. You'll not see him. You'll not communicate with him. And he is not under public scrutiny when he makes 90% of the decisions that he makes. That's not a good thing. Now, you take state courts, the typical state court, and I know that things differ from state to state, but it's not unusual in my state court, the district court here for the state of Louisiana, to run into judges on the elevator, to see them in the hallway, going in or out of the building, or to see them standing on the sidewalk outside the courthouse and visit with them for a while. You know them on a first-name basis. Just the other day I was at the courthouse. I had three judges hail me in the hallway and shake my hand. And the third one gave me a big bear hug, patted me on the back, and said, "You know what that's for." And it's because I'm going through this case. And he's heard about it. He understands and knows me well enough to know that I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing is right. Because he knows I wouldn't do it if I thought it was wrong. So, they differ. They're a completely different operation. Now, the judges who are elected every 6 years here, and the judges who have to look people in the eye in the hallway, the people who, you know, they go to church with, they have to answer for what they do. And what they do is mostly done in public. That produces a completely different quality of justice. But everything that's done in the federal system is done hidden away. One of the things that we need to do, and when I say we, I'm not talking about just you and me, the ones that are here you in this conversation, but I'm talking about we, all of us in the United States, need to scrutinize what's going on in our courtrooms. We need to let the court know, that's even more importantly, we need to let the court know it is being watched. That just because there is nobody allowed back there behind those locked and multi-locked and in the inner sanctum of these temples to power, that just because there's no one allowed back there doesn't mean that there aren't people watching what they are doing. And they need to know it, because the thief is going to steal if he doesn't know he's being watched. And the weak judge who is either going to rule because the IRS told him to rule that way, either because he is a coward or because he is thinking in terms of self-interest, you know, whether he's afraid of them or he's thinking, all right, well, this is my rice bowl they're talking about, so I'm going to use my personal interest to make my decisions on. It doesn't matter whether it's out of artifice or cowardice. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But if, like the thief that knows he's being watched, if the judge knows he's being watched, if the judge knows that people are going into Pacer and pulling up his rulings and reading them. And if the judge knows that there are people who are watching him in the courtroom and who know the truth and who know what the law is and know whether he's following it or not, that is going to be just like a thief who you just told, I'm watching you, and I'm going to follow you around the store until you leave. He's not going to steal anything. Well, the judge is going to be less likely to play fast and loose with the law whenever he knows he's being watched. Now, how in the world are we going to do that? Well, one of the ways that we do that, and this is going to sound like a plug because it is, and that is to, number one, know what our rights are, educate ourselves, and number two is to make him know that we know what our rights are and that we're watching him. One of the best ways to do that I know of is to participate in some of the activities that the Truth Attack is now gearing up to do. It's brand new. It just opened up. It's just launched. It's still getting, you know, the yolk off and the egg white off of its feathers. It's, I mean, just out of the egg. But it's going to grow up into an eagle, not a duck. And what it needs to do and what it plans to do is to organize people so that when there is a trial in their area, they can write the court and say, hey, I'm watching your rulings. They have a way to organize people that are in an area where a trial is going to be conducted, where they can get those people in that courtroom. That means you and me in courtrooms, filling that courtroom up and letting the judge and the jury know that, you know, this is a genuine issue. This issue isn't frivolous. It's for real. And if you don't think it's for real, think of the people that are sitting in a jail cell today. It doesn't get more real than that. Think of Ed Brown and his wife up there, locked away and barricaded in their own home, prisoners already. This is real. It's not frivolous. And the issue is real. So I can't urge you enough. I can't make it in strong enough terms to just, you know, to do it justice. But we need to all get on the job, get signed on the line, and say, I stand for this. I stand for the truth. And I'm holding you to the truth, and I'm going to expose your lie. And go on to truthattack.org. That's one word, truthattack.org. And enlist. When you enlist at Truth Attack, you are then presented with downloads. And the download that you get is called the Truth Trooper Kit. And I had a couple of emails saying, you know, I looked on that site. I didn't see, you know, some of the things that you said it would tell me. In other words, what to do. And I wrote back and said, that's because you didn't enlist. If you enlisted, you had a download there. Get that Truth Trooper Kit. Go back and enlist. Get your Truth Trooper Kit. And it's a very detailed set of instructions on exactly what all of us can do. And it's not things like lift an elephant. It's not things like recite, you know, volume M from the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's simple things that all of us can do, but all things that make a big difference and lets the government know that we want the truth told. We want you to stop this lie, stop this theft, stop taking money that doesn't belong to you, stop taking property because your labor is your property, stop taking our property which you don't have a right to do, stop interfering and punishing us for exercising our God-given, not government-given, but God-given right to earn a living through any lawful occupation that we choose. Get off my back. This is the truth. So go to truthattack.org and sign up, and let's get this thing on the road. And we'll be back to talk about a little bit more on Live Free Zone in just a few minutes.
coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Here in the Live Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer, very stuffed up and all stopped up, and I apologize for the sniffling and the coughing that you guys have had to endure for the last, what, hour and 20 minutes? But please bear with me. I'm sharing it too. So here we are. We were talking about a minute ago the new Truth Attack campaign. One of the beauties of this particular campaign is that it's not off on its own. It's not starting out by itself. It's starting out with a lot of you for one thing, but it's starting out with the support of many of the groups that make up the tax honesty community that have, up until now, been pretty much diversified and acting independent of one another to the point where there's no organization of the group as a whole. And it's time that they had an outlet to get their message outside of the tax honesty community. This fine is around pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, you know, we're right. But it's about time we let everybody else know, don't you think? So the groups have gotten together, and the groups are supporting this particular campaign. And although it is not under any one group, it is, you know, going forth with the blessing, the support, the best wishes, and the assistance of many of these groups that, while they may have a particular approach of their own, may have their own theory to advance, they will all realize that there is one thing on which nobody can disagree, and that is that there is no law making the average American liable for the income tax. And since all are agreed on that one point, and that is the message, and that's a message that the general public can understand. We can't educate the general public on constitutional cases and statutory authorities, and that's why they, if that were the case, they'd all of us would be lawyers. But not all of us want to know all those things, to tell you the truth. And so, and not all of us will listen to it either. So the key is to find, you know, a truth that you can attack the big lie with. You fight fire with water. You don't fight fire with fire. You don't fight lies with other lies. You fight lies with the truth. And so to attack a lie with the truth is the simple, straightforward, and obvious solution to this problem. And once everyone knows that the government is lying to it, everyone knows that the IRS is lying to them about having to pay taxes on their personal earnings, on their labor, then the gig is up, or the jig is up, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, the game is over. And it's almost going to be instantaneous that Congress will, and this is my prediction, that Congress is going to jump up and look all offended and just look shocked and stunned to learn this terrible news. That, what, you mean that they've been taking money that we didn't, authorize them to take, that the Constitution doesn't allow the federal government to take? Well, that's just terrible. Shame on you, IRS, for doing that. Now, you stop that right now. Okay? You can just see that. And, of course, my answer to that is, you know, yeah. Just sign the bill, Eddie. You know, the Eddie Haskell routine won't work on us, but as long as we get the result, isn't that what's really important? So let's get the word out to the rest of the world. Let's start spreading this a bit. Let's start getting it out to people who don't know yet. And that's easy enough for them to understand. There's no law that makes them liable for the tax, and that the IRS has been unlawfully collecting taxes from them and their parents and grandparents for many years. And it's nothing less than theft by fraud, and in some cases, theft by force. So go to truthattack.org, sign up, get your kit, your Truth Trooper kit with all the instructions in there. And they're very simple things to do, but they're all powerful things, because things that spread knowledge are powerful, very powerful. And when you get the voice of the people active, that's whenever things are going to happen. A while back, Larry Beecraft was on the show. And he was talking about, we and I were talking about the problems that we have here in getting people to understand what's going on. Now, we know what's happening, but the general public hasn't got a clue. They're insulated. The media keeps us away from them. The government keeps it away from them. And the government's doing a good job of keeping us away from them, because they keep us split up in little groups, and they're putting gag orders on people, and they're locking up computers, and they're shutting down websites, burning books. And they're doing a pretty good job so far. But once we all stand up all at the same time and start saying the same thing, then we start to make a little more sense to the public, and we get heard, we get understood. And Larry drew the analogy between this issue and the civil rights issue back in the 60s. You know, the 60s wasn't when Jim Crow laws were invented. They had been around a long time. But it was only when an issue was made of it that people started formulating an opinion. And it didn't take long, did it? And we'll be back. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. You're on the Live Free Zone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back up and running here at the Life Free Zone. It's Tom Cryer. We're stopped up, stuffed up, Tom Cryer. I hope you're able to understand today. And I want to remind everyone, too, that I will not be here next Saturday. So I've tried to give you an advance update on my case. But a minute ago, we were talking about watching these judges. The truth attack is going to fill courtrooms, and it needs people to do that. It can't fill them up about, wishing it to happen. It needs warm bodies working, their way to the courthouse and getting into that courtroom and sitting there and looking that judge in the eye and looking at that jury and letting them know this matters a lot to somebody besides the prosecutor. Right now, if you walk into a courtroom, you're outnumbered by, the judge, the bailiff, the prosecuting attorney staff, the staff from the IRS that is sitting there because they're allowed to have an agency representative at the table, the people who run the courtroom itself, the court reporter, the clerk. You've got personnel that are taking care of the crowd, if there is a crowd. But if you have you have a couple of marshals standing around. Now, on the other side, don't forget, you have the judge. Okay? Now, on the other side, you have you and your attorney. Your witnesses are outside the courtroom. If you have any witnesses at all, they're outside the courtroom. Not with the jury. But all of these other people are standing there. Now, no spectators, nobody in the courtroom. Where does the jury see the consensus in this community, this micro community that it's sitting in? Most people are on the other side from me, or from you, if it's you that's sitting in that hot seat. You're outnumbered 2 and 3 to 1 in that courtroom. Now, every jury wants to go with the flow. Every jury is influenced by that, whether it realizes it or not. But if there are 50 people that sit in that courtroom who are supportive, you know, not disruptive, but supportive of the defendant, then now we have a completely different micro community presented to this jury. Now the consensus is with us. Now the sway of public opinion in this little community, in this room, is with us, not with the court, not with the prosecutor. And the court and the prosecutor are in the minority. They are the outsiders. Okay, can you see the psychological impact of that? Can you understand the effect that it can have on a jury and on a judge? Because he's got to rule on cases, evidentiary issues, and on motions. And he's got to do it in front of God and everybody. And in an empty courtroom, it's real easy. He can rule any way he likes. But with a full courtroom, and although they'll march the jury out to argue some of these motions and objections, they don't march the spectators out. So people who are there observing, people who are there behind the bar, are very, very important. And Truth Attack is going to try. And it needs people, though. But it's going to try to put people in every courtroom where there's an IRS beating in progress. No more Rodney Kings in the dark. No more gorillas in the mist. We're going to turn on the light, and we're going to make them know they're being watched. Now, the other half of that equation that we talked about was knowing your Constitution. First off, know your rights. And we've talked about a lot of those issues, different provisions of the Constitution, one or two that Larry and I referred to by number, and I had to explain that that's a reference to the article in the section in the clause in the Constitution when he was rattling off numbers, the danger that you have when two lawyers get together. But I've got a site here I'm going to recommend to you. I don't get any money from this site. I don't know anything about what their agenda is. I don't know what their take is. They could be posted by the United States Communist Party, for all I know. So I'm not endorsing them. I don't know anything about them. But they've got a heck of a tool here if you want to write this down. But it's usconstitution.net. usconstitution.net. And they've got a very, very handy tool here. It won't give you in-depth research. It won't give you Supreme Court cases, this, that, and the other. But it will give you a very handy, what you call, I guess, a desktop constitution, is to put you a little shortcut on that thing somewhere in your favorites, bookmark it or whatever they call that these days. But it has your constitution on a web page, and it lists out the table of contents of it, and you can click on any clause or any amendment, rather, and you can click on any section, any article, and it pops it up for you. And makes it very, very simple and easy to use, and a good reference for your computer side. The other side is, and I don't have a site for you on this one, but now before I leave that, usconstitution.net. It's called the U.S. Constitution Online. a very handy little tool just to make a reference to the Constitution and see what it says. And, you know, it won't hurt you to go and read that thing every now and then. People usually know more about their automobile insurance policy than they do their own Constitution. And it'd be good to go and kind of thumb through it a little bit every now and then. The other is that I wanted to bring to your attention on this is that to get a pocket Constitution and stick it in your coat pocket. I know a gentleman who has one of those that he refers to it from time to time. I've never seen him, not once, without that Constitution in his breast pocket of his jacket. He always has that Constitution with him. And every time a question comes up about what the Constitution says or doesn't, he can pull it out from right to the answer, and he's got it right there in front of him. A good habit. I wish I could have acquired that habit instead of trying to carry it around in my head, because, of course, you can't. But it's a great little thing to have on you. So that's another recommendation I want to make on that particular point of being educated as to your rights and, what more importantly, what rights they do not have. When I say they, I'm talking about Congress and the federal government, because they only have those rights that are listed out in that Constitution, most of which are right there in Article 1, Section 8. And those are subject to the limitations from all the amendments. Article 1, Section 9 has restrictions, limitations. The 10th Amendment tells them that that's all they're going to get. And so, you know, knowing these things, it helps you to know when a violation occurs. You know, if a traffic cop doesn't know what the traffic laws are, how does he know when to write someone a ticket? Well, we need to start writing tickets. If you've got any tickets, you know, you'd like to write, then climb on board. I mean, there are a whole bunch of us that are wanting to write some tickets. About time we did it, too. So go check out this usconstitution.net. Get yourself a pocket Constitution. Learn your rights. Get in there, in those courtrooms. Find out where these beatings are going on. Find out where the IRS is lying to juries. Find out where they are intimidating courts. Find out where they're imprisoning people, taking their property, taking their homes. And then go there. Be there for it. Stand up. You can find out these things because with Truth Attack, one of the pages that is now being assembled is going to be called Hotspots. And they're gathering information now on all of the cases that are going on, what I call beatings in progress. They're trying to gather up a list of cases that are pending by the IRS, either to take people's property or to take their freedom, or to shut them up, and they're making arrangements to make a call to people in that part of the country that know the truth to go to that courthouse on that day. And the Hotspots will publish, it'll list out all the cases that are going on, where they're going on, and when the next court date is. And whenever that happens, when we start filling up these courtrooms, half of the problem with the courts not following the law, the half attributable to nobody is watching, will no longer apply. That won't win the day. It won't make it all better, but it eliminates half of what causes this to happen this way. You've got to do something to get the truth out, and one of the ways to do that is to stop the lie. And by stopping the courts, by saying, hey, we're here and we're watching, you're being scrutinized, we know that, you know, you might steal something from us. And every time that the court fails to follow the law, you've been stolen from. You've been stolen from. You have had your rights to a government that stays within the law, a government that rules by law, not by edict from agency, or from court for that matter. And that's been stolen away from you. That's been taken away from you. And that's one of the things that the Constitution guarantees to you. is a Republican form of government. So, you know, stand up. It's time. It's time to do something. And it's time to do something besides cut your own nose off to spite your face. You know, whenever I got into this, the only thing that I had that I could do was to use my skills and to use my knowledge to fight in a way that I knew how to fight. And that's what I'm doing now with this case. I'm fighting the way I know how to fight. But the guy on the street, the Ed Browns in this world, that don't know how to fight in this particular arena, are better off fighting in a different arena. And the word political means people. And that's a people arena. That's where it's a political contest. And that's where people need to be. They don't need to be in courtrooms. They don't need to be refusing to file like I did and going out here and getting themselves tangled up in a courtroom battle where they're not equipped to fight. They need to be going and doing the things that citizens do and know how to do and things that are safe for them. Writing letters to congressmen. Nobody can do a thing to you for that. Going and sitting in a courtroom. Nobody can do a thing to you for that. Holding meetings and telling people the truth. Nobody can do a thing to you for that. Everything is safe. Everything is sound. And everything is something that you are equipped to do. Going out here and standing in front of a courthouse with a sign saying, "Judge, obey the law, not the IRS." That is a totally lawful activity. You've got every right to hold that sign up out there. You've got every right to say that. You know, to write letters to your congressman saying, "I'm demanding that you stop this practice of taking people's labor. That you stop this practice of not following the law." It's one thing to say, "I want you to change the law." You don't have a right to that. But you have a right to demand that we follow the law that we do have. And that's where we have every right to stand out there and say, "I want you to follow the law, and I'm demanding that you do it." But it's only going to count if enough people do it. It's only going to count if we all stand up at the same time and we all say the same thing. And that's where the truth attack is going to give us that outlet. That's where that particular operation is going to give us a means to get out and express to the people who don't know what the truth is. Now, you take a guy out here, Joe Blow, Joe Sixpack, let's use him. Joe Sixpack may not care about the Constitution like you do. Joe Sixpack may not value the rule of law the way that you do. He may not have a passion for the Constitution and for his rights even. But he does get personally involved where his money is concerned. Now, if you want to see a motivation in a gentleman, tell Joe to look at his pay stub and to look at the year to date. Here we are only in May. Now, what could he do for his family with that money that was taken out by the IRS? What could he do for his children? Could he put them in private school? Could he have sent his son to college after all? Could he have had a second car? Could he have had a better home for himself and his family? You betcha he could. And that's motivation. And once the public knows that that money that's being withheld from their paychecks every payday is being stolen from their paychecks every day, they're not going to stand for it any more than if they found out the company was stealing that money. So all we have to do is tell them. And the way we tell them is by all getting together, all on the same message, all saying the same thing to them, and all the same way, in a way that they can understand it. Not these, you know, the discussions that we've had on the phone here are way over the general public's head. You guys are more advanced than the average individual when it comes to understanding legal process, understanding your rights in the Constitution. You're also advanced by light years beyond what the average individual and the general public care about these issues. So if they don't care about one thing, then all we have to do is find out what they do care about and show them how this lie has affected that. And they do all care about their money. They all work hard. They all care about whether they got what they had coming. And they all care about somebody taking something that doesn't belong to them from us and from their back pocket, from their family household budget, from their savings, or you know, their even potential to save. So get over there to thetruthattack.org, enlist, get your kit, get started, write your first set of letters out. Mark your calendar for those follow-up letters. Get with your neighbor once we get enough, or once Truth Attack gets enough people together on the database. It'll be letting people know, hey, you've got a neighbor over here, that you all need to work together and put together a seminar. Get some people out. Have a meeting. Tell them the truth. Show them the truth. And then bring them on board. Okay, we'll be back and wrap it up at the end of the hour here, just a few minutes, here at Live Free Zone.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
And we're back here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. I want to remind those that, first off, I want to apologize for the snuffling and the coughing around through this last couple of hours. And thank you for your patience in putting up with it. Second, though, is to remind those of you that might have missed it earlier that next week I will be celebrating with my 40th year, not 40th reunion. This is the first reunion we've had Never had a reunion before. And graduated from high school some 40 years ago. And so we're going to be getting together for the first time in a long time with these folks, and I'm looking forward to it. And like I said before, they're going to be the whole class there. It's going to be a great start, great group, all 35 or 40 people. There were 43 of us in the original graduating class. I grew up in the country, and that tells you a little bit about how far back in the booties that we had to ride a bus about 15 miles in to get to that school. So that tells you about how far out in the sticks I was. But I will be gone, and next week what we'll be doing, and you might want to make a note of that, is we're going to be replaying the Larry Becraft interview that we had a couple of 3 weeks ago. And Larry and I went over some of the what we call the tinfoil hat brigade notions and misguided notions that have gone, you know, come and gone and seem to keep coming back, that people have really hurt themselves, and some of the horror stories that have resulted from relying on some of these misguided notions and concepts and theories and techniques or silver bullets, whatever you want to call them. But a lot of these are dangerous. And that's another reason, too, is you don't know which is which. And so it takes lawyers to sit down and evaluate these different theories, these different ideas, and see if there is or isn't merit. Never, you know, just take what you hear in a seminar, read in a book, or get off of a website as being the gospel. Always go back. And that was something we stressed during that program. Go back and check it all yourself. Most of these come from a misread or a misrepresented case or statute. And then when you go back and look and you find out the case didn't really say that, the case didn't really do that, everything comes tumbling down. And you don't want it to tumble down on top of you. So you might want to tune in and give that a listen. It'll be a very interesting program. I'll miss you guys, but all things, you know, have to be accommodated, and one of them is a 40-year opportunity to see my old classmates that I haven't seen in a long, long time. I'm anxious to see how many of them I will recognize. In my case, it'll be that they got too old to recognize me. In their case, however, it'll be they got too old for me to recognize them. But it'll be fun. And it's going to be something I'm looking forward to doing. But in the meantime, keep reading, keep studying, keep learning. I'm getting your emails in. I'm seeing an awful lot of ahas out there. People realizing they're getting something for the first time is a rewarding thing to watch. And so stay at it. Don't give up. And go to truthtech.org. Go to lifefreezone.com. And pull the wagon with us. Let's get the truth out. Until then, we'll see you in 2 weeks. This is Tom Cryer with the Live Free Zone. Thanks for listening up and putting up with us today.